Bow, 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 bow. Wonky workaround Tuesday.
Wonky workaround Tuesday.
It's the GlossaCast 266, my awkward...
Abrupt ending. There will be an ending.
But we have an ending.
We think there will be an ending this time.
I think we're going to be all right. Unlike last week's episode where there's an awkward 10... seconds of silence before we started, because we thought we had a fade in.
Yeah, and we're talking about something that's not there.
We had no fade in. It is the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, February 6th. We're here with Tim Sanborn.
Good morning, Gloucester.
We're here with the birthday girl, Kat Ryan.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Jimmy and Pat Dalpiaz.
Good morning,
Gloucester, and happy birthday.
And yours truly, Joey Shimataro. Before we get started on anything, I want to talk about Cape Ann Community Cinema. They sponsor two tickets to the first person that shares the podcast on Facebook. We have a link to, in this website in this post to go directly to their website. They're gonna have some great programming for February vacation. Lion Wah Auto Group, Hometown Ace Hardware, and Needy Meds are all hiring. Click on the respective links in the show notes for more information. All right.
We're hiring as well.
Because Alta's hiring as well.
Yeah.
Well, when were you waiting to tell me? I got no press releases.
I saw that.
Did you see
it? I saw it somewhere.
Yeah.
I put something up?
I'm going to say this is where I saw it.
You did.
It was a couple weeks ago, maybe.
You're a good man. Thank you for supporting
me. I did put it on. That's right.
Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah, join our family of committed professionals. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Well, that's good. That's a company, a growing company.
Oh, absolutely.
You want to get in with Tim.
Yeah.
Tim, we have a couple of topics. A couple we're going to clarify, and one that we're going to kind of introduce and explain. The first couple is explaining the SREC program ending, and talk a little bit about how. The foreign-made solar panel tariffs.
Yeah. Give all the listeners an update on the SREC 2 program terminating. That will terminate no later than end of June. And what that means is that if the solar system is not installed by June 30th and operating, then they'll go into a new program called SMART. So you have to be smart to understand it. But really what that means is the total incentives, everything baked in, electricity savings and SREC, will diminish by a good 40%.
Mm. Wow.
So if you want to do solar, now's the time to do it. Get it going. If you've been on the fence, give us a call and we'll certainly help you through that. After June 30th, it's still a good deal. But you're going to lose that 40%. Now, what's complicated, the good deal, is the tariffs. On or about February 7th, that's coming at us, isn't it?
Tomorrow, I think.
Anything shipped in the United States after tomorrow will be subject, any solar modules.
Foreign produced.
Any foreign country, not just the Far East, but any foreign country that is not manufactured in the United States will be subject to a 30% tariff increase. That's for the remainder of this year. Next year it drops to 25 to 20. That's not a deal breaker, but it has hurt our momentum a little bit in terms of our ability to drop the price of solar going forward.
Right.
Now, do we have some solutions? Yeah, we have a very exciting solution that we're going to talk about this morning. But we also have some other products. Being an independent solar contractor, I'm able to shift my focus a little bit and move away from our primary panel, which is a beautiful panel. It's got incredible warranties. It's the LG panel that is subject to the federal tax tariff. But we are able also to look at some other options, such as Panasonic, which is manufactured now in upstate New York. So we can look at that panel as well. But that's not a big deal breaker. The exciting news is our new product. And I guess we can talk
Deco
about
Tech.
That. DecoTech. DecoTech is a product just released by GAF. GAF is the world's largest roofing manufacturer. and they've been wanting to do solar for some time now, and they've been experimenting. Decotech has been in the research and development stage for over 5 years. Cool. Yeah, and we did the very first beta test in Massachusetts on my daughter's house in, on Guy Avenue about October last year. And we got the bugs out of it working closely with GAF, the manufacturer, and we're proud to say now that we've released it. And Peter Noble of Noble Orlando Painting got the very first one and bought the first one. We got 10 sold already.
Well,
now, why is Decotech exciting? There's only a small portion of Decotech that's subject to the federal tax tariff. So it's minute, the numbers are minute. The other exciting thing is Decotech is an integrated solar system. It's built directly into, onto the deck of the roof. So there's no unsightly. A lot of people, as we discussed in the other podcast, said, well, I don't like the look of solar. Well, I invite you now to go take a look at Decotech installations, because there's no rails. There's no major penetrations into the in through into the attic.
It lays flat on the roof. It
lays flat.
As opposed to being like up onto a you know, the rail system.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. Correct. The application is anyone that needs a new roof, or my architect and builder friends out there, if you're building a home, it's crazy not to look at Decotech, because what we do is we strip the shingles on a client that needs a new roof. We put those panels, a little underlayment underneath, we put the panels directly on the roof. Then we flash it, and just like a skylight. So that system looks like it is a big skylight. It gives the same productivity as a normal solar system. And that's a key, because everybody's waiting for Tesla's solar shingle. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat. Personally, I don't know if it's ever going to launch.
Steve Wozniak, was he one of the founders of Apple?
Yeah.
One of the founders of Apple, he was right there with Steve Jobs, came out this week and said that he thinks he doesn't believe anything that Elon Musk says.
Well, he's busy shooting rockets up into space.
He said, "Well, he says he talks. You know, he talks about all this stuff all the time, but there's very little that he actually delivers on."
The challenge you have with the product that he has, it's labor intensive, and it's very expensive, and most importantly, the productivity of all those solar shingles, they're called solar shingles, has been very weak as it matches up to traditional solar.
Mm.
So your kilowatt hour production on a revenue base is very, very high, extremely high. We were a Dow Powerhouse solar installer a number of years ago, same concept, and that Dow got out of the business because they couldn't scale. They couldn't get the manufacturing costs low enough so it could go to retail. So everyone looked at that and said, well, what else do you have? Traditional solar makes so much sense. The greatest thing about Decotech now is a couple things. If you need a new roof, all right, let me just run some numbers if I could. I'm a master elite roofer, so one of very few in Massachusetts with the GAF program. So only 3% nationwide get that accreditation. So if you need a new roof, I'd love to sell you a new roof. But what do you get with a roof? You get a lifetime roofing shingle backed by GAF, and you got, let's say, $10,000. After 10 years, what happens? You got a beautiful roof, but it's 10 years older, and you pay $10,000. Now let's look at Decotech. Decotech is an increase on the investment cost, but it's $29,000, let's say, with the roof and solar, with the Decotech system. But the Decotech system is now subject to the federal tax credit, it's subject to the state tax credit. Your now roof becomes an intelligent roof. It's a source of electricity savings. And up until recently and going forward, you're going to get some incentives, whether they're SREC or SMART incentives. You're going to get incentives for your roof. So what happened? You, instead of paying the $10,000, you invested $29,000. You got all that money back in 5 to 7 years. And that $29,000 investment after 10 years became a profit to the homeowner of about $6,000 on average. Those are average systems.
Yeah.
Wow.
As opposed to negative $10,000.
Correct. That's correct. And secondly, And that savings goes on, as we know, forever and ever and ever, because you have a pretty healthy credit, don't you, Joe? So we look at that and say, okay, that's a great investment. And you get a 25-year labor warranty, not only for my company, but backed by GAF. And that's the challenge we have in the industry now, is where these solar companies are starting, national companies are struggling nationally because they can't scale nationally. It has nothing to do with their operation in Massachusetts, but the board of directors of all these national companies are saying, we can't make this work, and they're leaving our poor residents stranded that bought solar from them. So that, you know, we'll certainly help them out as well with our service business. But that's exciting news from DecoTech, and GF's made a major commitment to this product, and I'm pleased to say that we're the only contractor in Massachusetts that's representing GAF and rolling out DecoTech throughout all of Massachusetts.
Beautiful. It's exciting. Wow. It sounds like it just looks so cool on the roofs.
It does. Yes. Yeah, you can take a look at it on our website. We've got several photographs of it.
I'll put a link in the show notes to that place on the website where they can see the pictures of it.
Yeah.
That'd be great. So you see, people can get an idea exactly what it is. So if you have a roof that needs replacing, no brainer.
Right.
New construction, no brainer.
No brainer.
You know, it's just.
And then if you want solar, give us a call. If you got a new roof, give us a call, because we represent a number of manufacturers for traditional solar. No brainer.
Right.
Make money.
Exactly.
You know.
So that's the exciting stuff from Consult Solar and Home today.
Tim, what's the telephone number people can reach you at?
978-281-4625.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in, Tim.
My pleasure. Have a great day, Gloucester.
So, Kat, it's your birthday.
It is.
It's podcast 266.
And it's
Kat's birthday on 2/6.
I'm going to go buy some lottery tickets.
That's probably a great idea.
I'm playing those numbers.
Did you see the picture that I put on the blog today?
No, I did not.
I stole it from Kim.
Okay.
So
it's an adorable picture.
It's a nice picture. You got the boys with you.
Yeah.
Are they? No, they're still a little. Well, they grow so fast now.
I know.
If you didn't take a picture last week,
it would be.
Right?
They're tall enough.
So what are your plans for your birthday, Kat?
I'll get back to you later. After I do them.
All right. You've been following, and you've been a huge advocate for the Berkshire Museums to save their Rockwell collection from being sold off, raided. And yesterday you had some very exciting news. Can you fill in the audience?
Yes. So the Berkshire Museum, the trustees in the Berkshire Museum are trying to sell works of art to fund an expansion, a whole new building, and actually a new direction. So the museum was founded for art, science, and history. And it's not just two very expensive Rockwell paintings that they're going to sell, but those are maybe going to fetch $60 million if they sell. But it's also the first Calder sculptures ever commissioned in the U.S. That were commissioned site-specific for there. There's a beautiful, you know, building that will get wrecked. And the director that they brought on board several years ago tried to do this in South Carolina and failed. So it's the same blueprint.
So they brought this guy in.
So they didn't bring in a guy or a gal that did it successfully. So it's been an illegal battle since November, and what's happened is the Attorney General's office took it on, which stopped Sotheby's from selling all the work, and it's on hold, and it's continued to be on hold, and it's now being pitched up to the Supreme Court in Massachusetts. So it's called a single justice and decision, which also means it will go back to the bench of the Supreme Court judges. And we hope that it stays there and they side with the Attorney General office. But they may kick it back out to the lower court in the Berkshires, which already ruled in favor of the museum.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know. Also, they have to pitch it and get accepted as a case to be heard. So we are hoping that it will be heard somewhere around February 9th. I'm hoping to have a seat so I can hear the that's my birthday present.
Very exciting.
And it's, I think everybody should be interested in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my pitch.
There's not much more Americana than Norman Rockwell.
No, not.
And, here's my pitch with it. So if you go to the Attorney General's office website, there is a website, right today, she is going to fight net neutrality. And, you know, whatever your position is on that. She did a little, the Attorney General's office did a video about that. And it's been shared like over 150,000 times. So people are writing in about it. They're concerned about it. So I hope people write in about this.
Yeah.
That's what I would ask.
For
and
your birthday, for Kat's birthday.
For my birthday, write in and, you know, support this, because it's really all about, you know, keeping it open to the public so everybody can see it, and also making sure the museum can stay in business. But it can't be a precedent setter where you go to court to fight this stuff, because nobody can afford it.
Right.
So,
right. Is it an organized group that is that you're part of? To
oh, I'm not part of anything. I'm just a.
She's a one man wrecking crew.
Well, okay. I didn't know if you're an organized group.
No, I think yeah, there are. There's a group called Save Our Museum that's located locally there,
mm-hmm.
and I think that they're really invested in helping with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, it's a really interesting court case because it's about standing. So the museum is changing their charter because they want to go in the direction of a Just Kids Science Museum, is what
oh,
it sounds
okay.
like.
Is that the new
but you can already do that. And if you can't do science and history with a Norman Rockwell painting and a Calder sculpture, I don't think that that group leading the museum has a vision of teaching kids.
Mm-hmm.
So
they have
I,
a vision of keeping their salaries as directors.
Yes,
for
I imagine
a, for
you're
a
right about that.
That's
yeah.
the vision.
Or, ripping out the gorgeous building where the Calders are. And I'm just, you know, they could recreate the very famous Rockwell is called Shuffleton's Barbershop. They could recreate that as a 3D exhibit where you walk in and the whole thing is about,
oh
you
my
know,
God,
math.
It'd be incredible.
Right.
Something's not connecting.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I don't have high faith in someone who wasn't able to do it earlier.
True. Yeah, that's
and
a good point.
Failed.
Right.
So we will see, but it is being represented that they're coming together and they're working out a solution behind the scenes. They're not. You know, they are at an impasse and it has to be decided by
a court.
So
it's gotten to that point.
The Berkshire Museum feels that they have the right to sell. The AGO is saying you are a public charity, you're getting all of, you know, your nonprofit status, getting all this tax breaks and everything else
right.
because of that,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to change your charter. And I think a third of the work was gifted as a requisite of staying in that geography, so that's pretty clear they're messing with that. The Rockwells were given to the museum so that they could be shown and studied, and you know they don't have to be up all the time, but they were given to the museum. They were not given to the museum so they could be sold. And then that brings in a whole other argument, like, why can't the money go to the Rockwell family then? Why does the museum get the money if they're getting rid of it?
Right.
Ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they see them backtrack
yeah,
as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah.
Well, I just, it's really finding loopholes. And someone did a beautiful letter to the editor, and they brought up Miracle on 34th Street. Have you seen that movie?
No. Yeah,
and
well, I've seen the movie, but
there's
I didn't
the famous
see
the courtroom scene. Do you know this Miracle on 34th Street?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good Christmas movie.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So they debate the real Santa Claus, and there's a legal judgment that's
mm-hmm.
made. But it's just the common sense thing. You know, the common sense thing is Norman Rockwell wanted it there.
Right.
So why are you... And the public gets that. That's why I think there's been an outcry.
Well, yeah. If you were going to play devil's advocate, you'd say yeah, it's pretty low-hanging fruit as far as
seems like
that you have, you know, these works of art that are going to go into, you know, some private home and no one's going to be able to share it. So when you kind of get, when you put, if your premise was it doesn't matter, who is actually controlling it? They don't have a say. The public has the say. And you say, just like, here's an example.
Yeah, I like devil's advocate.
Here's a devil's advocate thing. we own this piece of waterfront. We've been paying taxes on this piece of waterfront for years and years and years, or say any piece of waterfront. And then someone comes along and says, they should put a museum there. Joe, the Scimitaro family, or XYZ waterfront property family that has worked it and did this, do they have a say on what the fuck happens on that piece of thing there? But when you put something out there, oh, we should have put a park there. Yeah, oh, that's really nice, but if you're not coming up with the money, fair market value for it, then do you get to put a park there on my piece of property?
Right.
It sounds great, but is it fair to the people that actually own it? So I don't know who owns it. But in this case, you know, it was clear that they gifted this and they entrusted, I guess maybe the rub is, did they entrust the wrong people? You know what I mean?
Well, you don't
those
know.
People didn't pay for it.
Things change.
Those people
time.
Didn't pay
Things
for it. They
were,
it was gifted to them.
Right.
That's a little different than someone.
But it's only legal maneuvering with most of these trust and charity gifts. You know, when it happens, there are gray areas. This one isn't so gray. And to say you're going to be a science and history museum and not be able to see science in a Calder sculpture. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
It seems if they want to change their mission, that could be done without major investments of money. But it's the building, the rebuilding, that would require the funds.
Well, the funds aren't totally out there. The plans were out there for the new museum, and it looks like a million other places.
Right.
And it looks like maybe they don't need to spend it. So, but they definitely are on that path. So, it is. It's a neck and neck battle. So
scary.
Write your letters. It would
scary
help.
For Kat's birthday.
Yeah.
There you go.
Say we support you. Thank you. We don't want this ending up on in the AGO office, which affects all of us. You know.
Yes. That's
so.
Yes.
Yeah. Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope you're
issue.
Doing something fun with your boys tonight.
We will.
Yeah. You don't want to share what it is, though.
Well, I'll tell you later. I don't know.
Do you have any plans for Do you have any plans for February vacation with the boys?
We are going to friends for a wintry ski thing.
Oh, do you ski?
Part of it, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I skied a lot when I was little, less now.
What's it? What part of where?
We're going to Vermont.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Have you been to the ice castles?
There's these
places up in near Loon Mountain, I guess, or Franconia.
And I love Franconia.
They've made these ice castles. You can walk through them.
Oh.
And they have like lights behind them.
In Franconia, not.
I'm just blanking on the actual city, but it's in that area.
It's between Loon and like Bretton Woods.
All right.
I mean, that's like winter wonderland.
Laconia?
Yeah, Laconia, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I think. But anyway.
No, I haven't.
It looks pretty cool. Looks like a pretty cool thing to do. I got some plans for my daughters. I want to talk about it, but at the same time, I really want it to be a secret. I don't want them to find out what we're doing.
Yeah,
I like that. My kids like that surprise too.
Yeah. A week or so of surprise stuff or whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna be staycation kind of stuff. What?
I thought you were away. So when I heard about this morning,
February vacation?
No, I thought you were like going on an island vacation.
I'm leaving in a couple days.
In a couple days, okay.
Yeah.
So I was feeling happy for you that you were already on the beach. I didn't
this Sunday I will not be here.
Okay.
This coming Sunday. This is the last podcast for a couple weeks.
Okay.
Well, I might do one. I usually do a really silly one that really should never air when I'm away with the guys.
And on the road.
You know, I'll bring my
version
mic.
Of
yeah, they
the
should,
Charles Carroll of
they should
Boston,
never, ever air. They should never, ever air because they're just so.
I can't wait to hear the theme of the mariachi band.
Oh,
I can't wait.
The rabbit. You know I have to torture rabbit.
Of course.
There is
a
long-standing tradition of torturing and publicly humiliating the rabbit on vacation.
And you wouldn't want to disappoint him.
Oh, he lives for this stuff.
Yeah.
The best one. What do you think? Do you remember the one where he passed out on the airplane with his pants around his ankles, and I got the shot behind the stewardess trying to get him out of the bathroom.
As much as I want to erase those images from my mind, I cannot.
There's always the gratuitous one where him on the, you know, with the big on the beach laying down, and I get it at the angle to the really
flattering angle.
That's the one I remember. I don't remember the airport one.
Airplane one.
Airplane one.
Passed out.
I'm surprised they're still letting you on that airplane.
You already cover Patriots? Are you okay?
No, we haven't gone with the Patriots. So we're going to talk about the Patriots. That was actually the next topic.
Well, I just want to say congratulations on your Cape Ann read.
Oh.
That was, you know, you're sitting in front of me.
Yeah, that was
I know
a
we
very
talked
nice
about
event.
It. We talked to the mic and everything else about you, but you're sitting right here, and that was a wonderful thing.
Kim was singing your praise. Everybody was singing your praises.
It was all the libraries. It's a big deal.
You were running everywhere, and kids were following
nice
you.
Event.
You were like the Pied Piper. Little kids were following you every word. You were setting
that
up
was,
the stage.
They were incredible. They were a second panel of kids. So they were junior staff. They had read all of the entries and helped pick and decide with the contest.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was the first time they were able to meet all of those artists and writers of the books that they had read.
Oh, I bet they must have been thrilled.
They were able to go to each one. It was it was really something.
I'm sure that
they
it was
were,
very
they
inspirational for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a great venue right there, too. Wide open.
So pretty.
And it was really good.
Yeah. The city was so nice to open it up and host it.
Well, you are the mayor's
mayor.
Art liaison, aren't you?
And this is, you know, she supports kids stuff all the time, so.
She is amazing. She was at Felicia's for our
Super
Bowl party.
I made the potatoes. They always make me make the potatoes.
What do you mean, you made the potatoes?
At Felicia's. I always go to her recipe thing for Super Bowl.
Oh, you made it at your house. I was saying, did Kat bring a dish over?
No.
So we started, Craig Kimberly and I started, we had three grills going, and we started at noontime.
Good.
We had a fire pit, and we had Barry set up like one of those tents overhead so it wouldn't get wet. And we had the best time all day long, just grilling, and we did a turkey, we did chicken thighs, we did, what else did we do, Jimmy?
The
ribillator. Craig has this rotisserie that holds four racks of ribs, goes around and around. It was outrageous. But anyway, the game was disappointing if you're a Pats fan. And I found out this morning, and I just posted the poll, that everybody was really upset with Bill Belichick for benching Malcolm Butler, who a lot of people are saying that was the difference in the game, because Malcolm Butler was a better option, they said, on defense than the person that they trotted out there. And come to find out, if the reports are correct, he missed the plane to get to the Super Bowl because he said he was feeling sick. He was ill. He went to a Rick Ross is a rapper concert and missed his curfew and was found with weed.
Oh.
And when confronted about it, had a blowout with a big meltdown in front of all the coaches. So people were like, what could he have, that this is all what there is being reported.
Right, not verified yet.
Not verified, but in that, so now the question, this is what the question becomes. Knowing that information, is Bill Belichick, is that an egotistical move to bench that guy knowing what he did and the example that sends to the rest of the team in the biggest game of a lot of people's lives? I mean, some of those people on that team that, you know, weren't on previous Patriot teams that won Super Bowls. It affected everybody, infected the fans.
Right.
So I don't know. There's no right or wrong answer. I mean, and it's everyone's opinion. I kind of go, personally, if you are maintaining a certain level of discipline, I feel like you have to, you can't be wishy-washy with it. In hindsight, knowing that they lost the game, the people that the I told you so people will say, well, that cost them the game. It didn't necessarily definitely cost them the game. There's a chance it cost them the game, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, it was a situation when you look at it, and that was an experience. He knew the receivers. He knew how to read things. It's quite possible he might have broken up some of those bigger plays. I don't know about those touchdowns because they were really well placed. They were throwing well.
Yeah.
But I think he would have definitely maybe helped the situation. But after hearing what you're saying now...
If it's true.
Though I did hear it was a disciplinary... The coaches felt this was the... We're putting out... He kept saying things. That's one thing about Belichick. You got to read into some of the things he's saying, but think about it. Like he said, we put out the best people on the field that we felt would help our organization. So if you think about that, if you're not going to follow the rules, if you're going to go out and do all that,
you're undermining what we're trying to do.
You're undermining the organization. Yeah. So now I'm listening to what he said a couple of days ago, or he kept saying, now you're telling me this.
And you see Malcolm Butler crying during the national anthem.
Yeah.
And guys had their arms around him.
Yeah.
They said that the guy that started over him did not know he was starting until just at that moment.
Oh, really?
And that's what Malcolm Butler found out, that he wasn't starting was till that since that morning.
Well, I think he was. I think what happened was they found out he was going to be. He found out just then he was on the kickoff. He's never on the kicking team, so they put Malcolm Butler on the kicking team, and New England kicked off. So
for one play, he got into one play for the whole game.
Oh, maybe.
That was it.
Okay, I just assumed
but,
that he found
because there was no other punts. There was no punt. They didn't punt the whole game. They didn't punt. So
what game was that? What? No.
No. So anyway, he was him crying and knowing in my mind is knowing that he fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But again, it's all to now. It's just it's interesting to me people's perspectives. Do you feel bad for him, you know, or are you mad at him for messing up? Like if you were late because you were sick or you did thing that, and then you go to a rap concert and miss curfew. I mean, what do you have? This is it. This is the culmination of everything. The Super Bowl. You can't hold it together and not fuck up for 2 weeks of your life.
Well, then who's the egotistical one then? If that's what he did, if that's true, well, you know, to the other players, that it maybe he I don't know.
It's just you know, there's always people that it's they mess up, but it's everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's I kind of it makes me very I'm very disappointed with them. But the party at Felicia's was ridiculous. The food was ridiculous. I probably sampled 10% of the offerings.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a potluck. You guys brought the speedies.
We brought some speedies. The food was outrageous.
Paul Ryan O'Brien is bringing the speedy sauce. Two things of the speedy sauce.
I chaired the podcast. She went out right out and got it.
Right.
Yeah.
Called us and said, "Tell Joey."
Yeah.
So.
Check.
You guys living out. You guys are happy to be able to listen to real news, not the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Well, we said on the Sunday, I think we said that every time we turn the news on, this past week or so, it's been nothing but you can't even barely get the weather. You know, there's no news. But now we actually watched a little bit. None of it was very good news, but last night,
yeah.
But the local news at least, and but yeah, so we were a little bit happy to have that lifted so that things could.
So in Boston, there are literally 5 different channels that you can go to for sports.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them, 24/7 local sports competing. Just when I go to Naples to visit my stay at my mom's place and stuff like that, they got nothing like that.
Right. No, no.
There
right.
is nothing like that at all. You're lucky if you get a 5-minute sports update during the local news down there.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different.
It's a whole different kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. I mean, in New York, we have SNY is the Met Channel, and then you got the Yes Channel, which is the Yankee Channel. They did have an MSG, and that was the Yankees for a little bit, but then they had a big falling out, and they opened up their own channel. So you could get Madison Square Garden Channel, and that's different things, plus CNN.
But those are national, not necessarily local.
Well, Yes turned national.
Local.
SNY is still, you can't get the Met Channel. I guess nobody nationally wants it. But
well, there you go. You guys went to the farm?
We did. We stopped by yesterday.
Is that your first time?
Yes. We've been by there a couple times, but we never stopped. Yesterday we decided to stop and had a late lunch. And it was, I'm sure I'm going to go back. It was very pleasant in there. And I made note on it because it's the first thing I look at when I go into these restaurants around here to see if they serve what I like to drink, which is White Zinfandel. And many of the restaurants in this area have stopped serving it.
Oh, what is it, Shiraz now, probably?
Something else is fancier, schmancier than I am, you know, whatever. So I've been going around and asking restaurants that used to serve it have, in the last couple of years, stopped serving it. It's a disappointment to me when I go in and it isn't there. Because it's, to me, that's just, you know, a basic. I'm not fancy. I don't.
There you go.
So I've been asking around, so how come you're not, you know, how come you, what's up with the not having White Zinfandel? And I was told in one place, because it doesn't pair up well with food. It's like, how's that PBR that you're serving pair up with the food?
I like the at the farm. The wings are tremendous. The nachos are tremendous.
Oh, we didn't have either of those. Jimmy had chicken tenders. They looked really, they were, looked fresh and good.
Good.
I had a fish sandwich.
They do a good job.
And a mulled cider with some spiced rum in it.
You remember how I told you about the what I did with the port, the steaks?
Yeah.
With the maple butter?
Oh, yeah.
All over again, same thing. Sweet potatoes with the maple pepper on top, and then a little glaze of the maple syrup.
That sounds so good.
So good. Jalapenos is opening back up on Mondays, so they'll be back to seven days a week.
Yeah, I saw that advertised. That'll be exciting. And they deliver. I didn't realize that.
Well, every place in town delivers. What is it, Glowing Rock?
Glow, yeah.
Huh?
What does that mean, Glow?
That's the delivery service.
Glowing Rock.
Glowing Rock will go and pick up any meal in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They've been doing it for a while.
Hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're still active.
Yeah.
So is that... Kim's...
Kim's program is this week.
Yeah, the pollinator program.
Yeah. Right? Is that the one that got postponed?
I think it might be the one that got postponed. Yeah. So you want to speak about that?
Well, I sent the link to you so people could look at it. It's Thursday night in Ipswich.
Yep.
It just sounded interesting, and it's coming up this week, so I wanted to give that a little bit of a shout out.
We will put that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Jimmy asked me if I've turned in my Elks membership.
Yeah.
What do you think the answer to that is?
We kind of already know the answer, but.
You gave us a mission to not be relentless. I appreciate that.
So the latest is
here we go.
I called Stu, our buddy Stu, that actually goes there quite frequently. He's a great guy. And I texted him, didn't hear back from him, went to bed, woke up, and he says, "All right, I'll be right over. Give me the address to where you guys are. Where do you live
so
now?"
So you missed the.
So I missed
the
open window because he's the one who
signed
off on it. So we have to get it to him to get it to the thing. So that's
all right. Well, you tell Stu to go to the Elks at some time. I will bring everything over for you and meet him at the bar.
Oh no, this
or meet
is
him
Joey.
Down the lobby.
This is
I'll
Joey.
Help. I'm
I like the
to
way
help.
You're thinking. I like, you know, I'm gonna text after the podcast. I'm gonna text Kate and ask her to bring the. bring those, they're all filled out, to bring them down to the dock here, and then we can make
we'll
it
negotiate.
Happen. Yeah.
Because you're leaving, we gotta get this done.
Does glow deliver? Does glow deliver that kind of thing?
What?
Does the glow deliver that sort of thing?
The glow?
The glow delivery service.
Oh,
you mentioned
yeah. Glowing rock. Glowing rock. I don't know, but we gotta get this thing done because once my season gets over, I can never go to the meetings. I have a little window here where I can get to the.
Yeah.
Because you have to have you have to get initiated. You have to show up for a meeting to get initiated, right?
Yeah.
There
and
is.
And I think they schedule them only every so often or whatever.
Right. There isn't a meeting for.
I'm scared.
Any initiation? Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Upcoming is February vacation.
Yeah.
In the top of the blog, we have family act. Nicole, I put a link for Nicole's family
Good.
Things to do
Good.
Kind of thing. And just wanted to mention, if I haven't already, mile marker one, the aqua room, which is the pool room. Tuesday nights from 5 to 8 p.m., kids pay their age for day passes, and no one pays more than $10 a pass.
Yeah, and I think they, last year, in years past, they've had specials for the week. For
right.
The
I call,
week.
So I called them yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And they said that there's not, they haven't
got
put it together
but they got
yet.
But they've got the Tuesday thing, so.
Right, they get the Tuesday thing. So we're planning on going on Tuesday. So what do you guys, know what the, did I already tell you?
No,
do you know what this
do
is?
Not know what that is.
Do you know what that is?
No,
that's
it looks like something
hanging.
Grill something.
It looks like it looks like an ashtray that you've changed
for birds,
to
a
it's
bird
not,
feeder.
It's not a gynecological device. It is not that.
Well,
thank
that's...
God. Oh, you people out there can see.
Well, I see some of those things. They look hard. They look sort of like that, right?
Wow.
The I don't know what.
It's
the,
just,
what do you
yeah.
call them? Scepters or what? Is, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm sitting
the,
between two ladies right now. My head's spinning. I'm looking at these two trying to.
But this
out.
Thing that I have in my hand,
it's that creepy
Toby Peck gave me this thing like probably 3 or 4 years ago. He gave it to me, and I'd always been intimidated to use it. It's
oh, is it for a turkey?
Beer can chicken.
Yep.
Beer can chicken thing.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm going to try it. I've been intimidated, but
I
Craig...
I hear great things about that.
I've heard... Craig
but.
Kimberly is a huge advocate. What always held me back from buying the whole chickens, because I always thought that you had to futz around with them a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But Craig says you really don't. He goes, the only thing you have to really do is you rinse them off. And sometimes they have the package of
the
innards,
yeah.
But most, you know, but it that just comes all out, yeah.
Yeah, rinse
you
yeah.
rinse it, you pat it dry with a paper towel, olive oil, salt, pepper, whatever kind of seasonings you want, stuff it on there and let it rip.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna cook a chicken today. So.
We'd like to see video or some sort of photo.
Oh, I'm sure I'll take pictures because this is a first for me.
Yeah,
this is a first for me. But you can buy these. There's all different types of beer can chicken things. That's the thing they say, that they're very moist, and I'm looking forward to trying it. So,
wow.
Yep. That's what it is.
That'd be a great day for that.
Yeah. No new thing.
Very great. You guys are welcome to come back. I got plenty of chicken.
Okay.
I'll give you a call when it's done. Probably be right around noontime. But I'll call you.
And there's a new, I got an email from the Serenity people that there's a new bonus added to the Serenity cards at Calla's in Manchester.
Free.
A free sandwich.
Free.
Free sandwich.
F-R-E-E.
Like
just for having
the
card.
On the card. I didn't have to take the card anywhere to reload it or anything like that. It's just in my wallet. I just have to remember to get it out.
Just show up and
just
get
show
a free
up
sandwich.
And get, yeah. How cool is that? Expires the 13th, next week, a week from today.
The day before Valentine's
Day. The day before Valentine's
probably by
day.
Design. Because
oh, yeah.
Valentine's Day, they're going to have all kinds of people
oh,
in
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah,
so, yeah. That rewards card pays big
pays
time.
For itself. Yes,
pays
it
for
does.
Itself because it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
A million times over. So, Kat, I hope maybe Cliff will take you to Calla's and you can get a free sandwich for your birthday. Kat, do you have any ideas for Valentine's Day? For things to buy? For presents to buy?
Let me think about it. I think the Celtics ticket that you got your daughter was pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that
yeah.
effort. I'm very happy to see
that. Well, Warren Waugh tuned me up for Madeline's, but I bought for Eloise and Kate and for Connor. But yeah, I think that's Jimmy and I, Pat, were just talking about this, that I've really trying to get away from traditional like presents, like chocolates or flowers that go away in exchange for experiences,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So in that vein,
yeah.
What do you guys got?
Well, we like the nature stuff, so I like to go out. And
have you guys been to the Ipswich Wildlife Sanctuary?
Yeah.
Was it Toshfield? What
mm-hmm.
what is it called, Kat?
Ipswich River Wildlife Sanctuary.
Yeah. No, not yet.
You know how you have your list?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have to go there. It is a great, it's beautiful.
Well, I have purchased, they're having the Mass Audubon is sponsoring a bald eagle event on Sunday the 11th that I bought tickets for, and while I was doing that, while I was looking at the local, it says, oh, see what local sanctuaries there are near your location.
Mm-hmm.
And that Ipswich was one of them, but there were four or five within 20 miles.
Oh, yeah.
So they're on the list.
The Ipswich one is
now,
great, though.
Yeah.
Bring some bird seed.
Oh, okay.
The little chickadees, they hold their hand out, and they come. And you can take photos feeding them right out of your hand.
Oh, cool.
You can put it on your hat, and they'll come and land on top of your head. Because, I mean, if you have kids, it's even more fun.
Oh,
there's a lot to see. They have a lot of, like, walkways over the water.
Oh,
that
okay.
You know, and good. Photography-wise, it's a
excellent.
Winner.
That's
some
what
cool
I like
rock
to hear.
Formations.
That's what I like to hear.
Day like today would be a good day to go there with some boots.
Mm-hmm.
It's
definitely.
Warm enough. You know.
Same with Ravenswood. You need boots.
I've never been to Ravenswood.
Yes.
Oh,
we've
that's
been to Ravenswood.
Kids.
I've never been my whole life.
Really?
I gotta get there.
Yeah, you got
never
it.
Been.
Yeah.
Because they have the little path that has all little walkways through the bog and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, your girls will like that.
I know. I have to take them.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And the high one is the, you know, the bold is with the sweeping vista above, you know,
I wonder if
the castle.
Probably a good, decent day to do that today.
What's the great long one?
Boots.
There you go. Gotta
wear
the boots.
Now you had to ask because I got it mixed up the last time.
So, what do you have in mind then? Do you have ideas?
For Kate?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't listen to this, so I could say it probably.
Yeah, Cliff doesn't either.
Okay, so, I got a couple little things for her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you have to have something
mm-hmm.
for that day, because I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to be here for Valentine's Day. I'm going to be in Mexico.
Yeah.
So what I'm planning with her is there's this rooftop restaurant. Gets excellent reviews, and it looks just so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take her there one night.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I want to do is I want to take her, they have these dune buggy excursion. It's like 4-hour dune buggy excursion.
Oh, wow. That's
and like you stop off for a little bit and you can go swim in the cenotes. And
okay.
That
you know what a
awesome.
Cenote is?
Uh-uh.
It's like a fresh water, like clear water, like that goes under the caves and stuff like that. And
on your trip?
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go back to Mexico. Yeah,
yeah, we're going
yeah.
back there and with her.
Okay.
In March. So, I don't know. You think those are good ideas?
I think they're great. Yeah.
I think they're great.
I like
that
they're great.
See, I don't see. Here's the thing. Like, you don't like. You feel like they gotta. I don't know. I'm a pretty good gift giver.
Yeah.
With my daughters and my
and
Kate and my niece and nephew. But I feel like I get. If you don't have something on that day, I always feel like I'm failing.
I don't think Kate feels that way. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't help much, but
I know because it's going to be really nice. The restaurant I want to take it to is going to be really nice. It's going to be beautiful and romantic, but it's going to be a whole month later.
But that's, you know, that's a lot of times if we're planning something special for Valentine's, when Jim puts all that effort into planning something special for Valentine's Day, like he does every year, and it's very complex and it's very thoughtful, you know. We don't always do it on Valentine's Day, especially at a restaurant, because you're there with the crowds of other people and, you know.
Make it special.
He always plans it for a different day.
Yeah. Spur of the moment, shock.
What are you gonna get for Cliff? What are you gonna do for Cliff?
I don't know yet.
It's coming up, you know.
Yeah.
It's only 8 days away.
Let her just have her birthday today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about
today.
It's all about you, Kat.
2-6.
2-6-6. I know. I think that's so cool.
That is cool.
And it was such a good sunrise.
Oh, was it a good
sunrise?
Yeah,
that's
what I said.
Yeah.
You should see Kat's house. It's beautiful. It's over by Long Beach, overlooking
Long
Beach. Up, looking down. And then, which side of the house do you have better views? The side of the house or the front of the house looking towards the ocean? Both ridiculous, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So you get sunrises mainly.
Yeah, but it's nice how it wraps around here in Gloucester, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely.
The color just seems to spread over the water or
yeah.
something. That's got to be what
it's
it
better
is
just the moments before sunrise
yeah.
are often more magical than when the sun comes up.
I keep telling myself I'm going to get a sunrise, but I can never get myself out of bed.
Oh, I'm really.
Yeah.
Actually, now, and it's been so cold, I've been bringing a flashlight because I fell on ice a couple times.
You have to watch out for the coyotes.
I don't have any. I can hear them.
Who can't hear them? If you're in Gloucester, you can hear them
they're
pretty
like,
much.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Kat birthday podcast.
Podcast
266.
Thank you.
February 6th, 2018. Thank you guys for coming in.